Peel Street in Huntsville, Alabama was once home to the many people who championed the American space program. Those days are long gone, and the aging area that surrounds Peel Street has seen its fair share of violence in the past couple of decades. June 1st, 2017 was no exception, but no one, and I mean no one, could have predicted the horrors that were about to unfold that day. Relatives of Robert Bazette described the horrific scene inside his home. Blood all over the wall. I mean, it's gory, they said. Crime scene tape lay outside of Bobby Bazette's home as the day breaks. His family had said that he was allowing a few people to live with him, including the man accused of killing him. But the reason behind the murder and the method of killing haunts those who knew Bazette to this day. This is the incredible story of how this crime shook the Rocket City. Randall Beard, his estranged wife, and adult stepson were living in Robert Bazette's home. Now, one can only imagine how the dynamics of different personalities played out in such a small space. Beard was once a tenant at one of Bazette's homes and had only been living here for a short time. Neighbors say that Bazette's home was often busy, did repairs, and recycled a lot. I've seen them. They've lived there for quite a while. I'm not sure exactly how long, but I would say several years, said Shirley Moeller. 56-year-old Randall Wayne Beard had been arguing for the past few days with his landlord, 63-year-old Bazette. The dispute? A mere $40 in late rent. But even more surprising than that, they were arguing about who the big dog around there was. Randall Beard was on a warpath, so to speak, and according to those in the house, he was exerting his dominance. He wanted to make sure that everyone knew that he was, in fact, the big dog. And after a brief period of somewhat calmness, the argument started back up the night of the murder, and Randall told his wife that she needed to leave. It was when Beard's wife and stepson were leaving the house that the killing began. As he was walking out of the house, Beard's stepson heard Bazette yelling for help. The stepson called 911. Frantically and eerily, in between his pleas for help, Bazette was struck multiple times with an axe. Robert Bazette suffered multiple wounds to the head, neck, and arms when he was beaten with the axe. And it was when police were pulling up at the scene that Randall Beard was walking out of the house and sat in a chair on the carport. Beard told first responders Bazette was in the house. And what came out of his mouth next, no one could have expected. He said he's probably dead. According to Huntsville Police Detective Chris Hines, Beard told police that he owed Bazette $40 and was going to be moving out of the house pretty soon. Beard claimed that he wanted to arrange a payment agreement with Bazette, so he went to the man's bedroom for them to talk. Randall Beard said that Mr. Bazette got smart with him and he was afraid that he might get a gun. So Randall Beard got a chopping axe that was in the room and started hitting him with it. Bazette was struck more than 40 times with that axe, according to Madison County Chief Trial Attorney Tim Gann. Bazette's nephew told a local news reporter that his uncle's safe was pulled out of a closet and his uncle's body was in the bed. He kept stuff in it. It was drug out of the kitchen floor, out on the kitchen floor, and I see where they fingerprinted it. In the bed of Beard's pickup truck in the driveway, police found three of the victim's guns in a safe. Inside Beard's truck were drugs which included methadone, some of with Bizet's name on the prescription label. Additionally, Randall Beard had two wallets when police searched him at the scene, one wallet with his own identification cards and another with only a large sum of cash. Randall Beard pled guilty to the murder of his Huntsville roommate right before his trial was set to begin, and as a result, he was sentenced to life in prison. Anytime we can get this result without a trial, we'll usually take that, said Madison County Chief Trial Attorney Tim Gann. The nature of this case was extremely brutal. And for that reason, the plea deal was in the interest of the family and everybody in the system. Defense lawyer Larry Marcilli, who represented Beard along with attorney Michael Tawalt, said the plea deal sparred the potential jurors and those in the case from having to relive the details. And as a part of the plea deal, Beard gave up his right to appeal the case. Defense attorney Marcelli said that Beard has always maintained that he didn't rob Bizet. And while he acknowledges that his actions went too far, Marcelli said in a statement to local news, and we truly believed his state of mind due to alcohol and Valium consumption greatly affected his ability to reason during the heated exchange with his roommate. But in an eerie reminder of a once civil relationship, Beard's Facebook page lists only 12 friends, one of which is Robert Bizet. Robert Bizet is survived by a daughter, a brother, along with numerous cousins, nieces, and nephews. He was a graduate of Huntsville's Lee High School, and he obtained a bachelor's degree from Athens State University. Among his favorite hobbies were riding his Harley-Davidson and cheering for Alabama football. Robert Bizet was best known for his giving spirit. He never failed to assist those in need, helping them in any way he could. And perhaps it was that giving spirit that clouded his judgment when it came to the character of Randall Wayne Beard. Regardless, Robert Bizet did not deserve to leave this world in the manner which he did. Until next time, I'll see you then. Listening to true crime podcasts can make you question your safety and security. And what better way to protect yourself than with a safe room? And why stop there? Make your entire house a safe space from serial killers and zombies and tornadoes and hurricanes. You see, insulated concrete form homes built with Nadura not only offer great curb appeal, but are comfortable and strong and safe year-round. ICF foam block construction offers superior energy efficiency, occupant comfort, sound dampering, fire resistance, and disaster resilience for the life of your home. And for those of you in North Alabama, North Mississippi, and Southern Tennessee, it is simple as emailing our good friend Carlos at BC3 ICF Distributor, LLC. Located in Phil Campbell, Alabama, Carlos has everything you need to build a fortified home at a fraction of the cost of a traditional build. For more information about how Nadura ICF can provide you safety and security, email bc3.naduraicfdistributor@yahoo.com. Thank you.